Right.
That's what this is, you know, this guy who was told by his buddy that he's having an affair, I'll either piss off my friend who just disclosed to me because I'm not going to hold the secret, or I'm going to piss off his wife because I'm holding the secret against her. He's
right.
caught in a no-win situation. It's easy to get out of those situations by...
Welcome to the Secure Marriage Podcast, where we believe it's possible to fight less, feel understood, and enjoy a deeper connection with your spouse. We're your hosts, Paul and Shannon Elmore, and on today's episode, my friend is having an affair. What do I do?
Yep. That's a hard secret to keep, and there's very clear steps on how to remedy this situation.
Yes.
Not always easy, but very clear and very simple. Easy isn't always simple, or simple's not always easy.
You ready? I was going to say simple's not always easy, yep. But I'm ready. Let's go.
Here we go. We got a great question, darling, from someone who has apparently just recently found our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And the question, I won't read the question word for word, but basically the question is two couples, the husband of one of the couples appears to be in a really happy marriage. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The couple seems to be happy, but the husband discloses to the other husband that he's having an affair. And this husband is now holding on to that information, but that husband is friends with his buddy who told him and his wife.
He's friends yes. with the couple.
Yes. So, better friends with the husband, but friends with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's holding on to this secret that there's been an affair going on. And then when the affair gets found out or discovered, not only is the wife devastated that her husband's been having an affair, but that her friend, this other guy, this other man of the couple...
Knew about it
and didn't say anything. What do you do in this situation?
Oh.
What is the right thing to do? If someone comes to you and shares this information with you that they are having an affair, what are you supposed to do? What's the appropriate response? For me, it's a very clear, very simple answer. Simple in kind of what you do.
Right.
Executing it can be a very, very hard right. thing to do, but it's clearly the right thing to do.
Right. Well, my response would first of all be, I'm not a secret keeper.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to carry the stress of something like that.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing with me. I don't know why you would be sharing that with someone unless you felt bad about it. I don't know. That's besides the whole point. Then my second thing would be, this is something that you need to disclose to your wife. And I'm not a secret keeper. I can't keep it from her. So you need to talk to your wife. Here's a time frame. And then if you don't, I'm going to say something because I have to... In good conscience, I can't do with this. Or you have to know that I'll also be telling my spouse because I'm not a secret keeper. Now, maybe I'm a girl and those kind of things are a little harder. I don't know.
That was one of the questions in this email. Is it different between men and men versus women and women? Does that change the dynamics?
The hard part about it is because your friends and your friend has come to you in confidence to share this because they need someone to talk to.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. They want you to hold their secret, and that's not a fair thing to do. And you want to be there to help them through it, but it's when you know it's wrong, you can't. I, in good conscience, couldn't just sit by and not do anything. I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to share that information with his spouse from a... You deserve to be found out.
Right.
But I'm doing this because I love you both.
Yeah.
And you're both important to me. And
you and I are super close on this. I'll kind of build on it a little bit.
You probably have a better way of handling it, just a little more refined.
Well, think of it this way. I'm asking you to do something which is going to compromise your ethics, is going to compromise you and make you have bad behavior. Is that a good thing for me to do
No.
as a friend to you?
No, not at all.
It's a terrible request to do.
Right.
But when I'm doing that, when I'm saying, I need you to hold on to this secret and keep it from a friend of yours.
Right.
And that's going to cause stress. That's going to cause internal conflict. That's going to cause all sorts of pressure on you. But I have kind of thrown you under the bus by telling you this information.
Right.
And I need you to stay in that state, or I need you to hold that information to protect my bad behavior, mm-hmm. my unethical, deceitful, bad behavior. That's not what a friend does to a friend.
No, no.
That is not what a friend does to a friend. But a lot of times that is kind of the mistaken rationale for having people hold on to your secrets. And so if someone came to me and did that, if my friend came to me and says, listen, this has been on my heart and this has just been eating me alive, I need to tell you about this, but I need you to not to tell anybody. The first thing I say is, you need to know, I can't make you that promise. It depends on what it is. I don't make blanket promises to anybody without knowing what I'm actually promising. That's one right. important rule. And then if he says, I'm having an affair, but you can't tell my wife, then the answer is, you've just put me in an incredibly difficult position because I care for you and I care for your wife. I care for both of you, and I cannot, in good conscience, lie to her. I'm not going to mistreat her the way that you are mistreating her.
Right.
And the approach is exactly that you described is exactly what I would do. Because you've put me in this position, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. You can't undo telling me. And now you have put into motion a timeline that you don't have any control over.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's now my timeline because right. of the position you've put me in. And it would be something as simple as, I'm going to tell your wife what you've just told me, and I'm going to do that 3 days from now, 12 o'clock noon on Saturday afternoon. You have every opportunity between now and then to disclose to her first. And if you choose to take that, that's up to you. And if you choose not to take that, that's up to you. But I'm going to remove myself from being in a conflicted relationship now.
Right.
This is how I extract myself from a position that you've put me in, a crappy position that you've put me in. This is how I solve my dilemma. Now, how do you think that friend's going to respond to you?
Oh, probably terrible.
Yeah.
Either with anger or begging not to, or I mean, there's a whole slew of things.
Yeah.
Or, and probably, well, you're not a real friend if you're going to do that. I mean, whole gamut of things.
Yep.
That's that survival piece that's like, I have to protect myself now because
yep.
I don't, this is not going the way I expected it to go.
Yep.
And
here's the other layer to it though. I am not a good friend to you if I am going to allow you to be doing something as crappy as cheating on your wife.
Right.
And not confront that really bad behavior.
Right.
And in love come to you and say, you got to knock that off. And you've got to now make the hard choices to extract yourself out of this really bad right. position. Asking me to condone your sinful, bad, unethical behavior by just remaining silent in it is not what a good friend will do.
No.
But again, this is a level of friendship that not a lot of men especially know how to step into intentionally.
Right.
For a lot of men who are doing really bad things, secrecy and isolation, trying to keep it hidden.
Right.
And trying to figure out how to extract yourself out of that without having to deal with the consequences of those really bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Is their number one method of trying to kind of fix the problems. And they will, even if they, you know, stop the affair, they get out of it and they don't tell anybody about it.
And they don't disclose it.
They still sit in the guilt for years and years and years. And 99 times out of 100, that behavior ends up getting found out, whether it's a year from now or 10 years from now.
Right.
It is still devastating. It is still painful to have that discovered especially for the wife who thinks everything is okay.
Right, and especially for everybody, the wife in particular, but when everybody sees this perfect marriage and the wife thinks it's a great, perfect marriage, yeah. and then to find that out, that is incredibly, incredibly yeah. devastating to...
And it's in those moments where the wife needs to turn to trusted friends and other couples that know their relationship well and to say, I need you to help, you know, help me guide me through my world, which is just kind of falling apart
right.
now.
Right.
But if she's been both betrayed by her husband and the husband of another of this friend, this right. couple, then she's even more isolated. What a horrible thing to do to a friend.
Right. Well, and the difficulty in that, too, is that she's probably not going to feel betrayed by just those two, no. but she's going to feel betrayed by the wife of the husband,
yeah.
whether the wife knows or not,
yeah.
because they're a couple.
Guilty by association.
Yes.
How do you think she's now going to view all men?
Not very great.
No. If her husband cheats on her, she still might have the perspective that, you know, one man is untrustworthy and hurtful, right. but other men maybe are still trustworthy. But when men pair up like this
yeah.
and collaboratively kind of hurt a wife in this way, it rocks a woman's entire paradigm of the world around right. her. And that's right. a horrible thing to do.
Yeah. I was just thinking, so we talked about how the husband can handle this.
Yeah.
And then and you mentioned about... on this date, I'm going to go talk to your wife.
Yeah.
I'm just going to add to that, I guess, okay. is what I want to add.
Yeah.
So when the husband makes that decision, he needs to bring his wife in on that. And together they need to go talk to the wife.
Yeah.
I just think it's very uncomfortable for a woman to hear that and to hear it from just another sure. man, even yeah. if they're friends.
Yeah.
I think having the wife, the other wife there helps kind of maybe not soften the blow, but brings us the emotional softer side and the comfort piece, or can.
Sure.
That
yeah, absolutely.
That doesn't always happen, obviously, yeah. because personalities are different, but typically women yeah. bring that. And I just think it's probably a safer way to do it for everybody than yeah. to just have a husband,
yeah.
have the man tell this wife about what was going on.
Yeah. We're coming to you as friends. We're coming to you because we both love you.
Love and care
and
about you.
And we both want the best for you. And we have some devastating news that we need to give you.
Right.
And we're here with you in this. And you give the timeline. It isn't, I've known about this for 6 months. It is, I was given this information 2 days ago. I've given your husband the opportunity to tell you, because I wanted him to have an opportunity to disclose before I do.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're coming to you. And it sounds like he hasn't disclosed to you yet. And that is heartbreaking. That is disappointing. That is devastating. We are here for you to help support you in this. And your husband's going to need some support as well. We're not here to villainize or demonize anybody. But he's making some really stupid choices right now. And he's going to need some help.
Right.
And you, dear wife, who's being cheated on, you're not the one who's there to offer the help. Let's be really, really clear about that.
Right.
It's not your job to fix your husband who's cheating on you. He needs to do that on his own.
And it's not your fault.
And it's not your fault. It is not your fault. It is not your fault. Let's be really,
really clear
about
that.
Yeah. So many times, that's exactly where the wife's mindset goes.
Well, and oftentimes when a husband does disclose that information, there's the follows of, well, if you were just this yeah. or you would just do this, or if you hadn't gained weight, or if you just would satisfy yeah. me a little bit more, yeah. or there's lots of reasons that men.
Yeah. Irrational rationalizing.
Yes, exactly. So.
Yeah. And but it's unfair and it's unkind and it's mean and it's cruel and it's wrong.
Right.
It is wrong.
And even if those things that he says were true,
yes.
he still made the choice on his own to act
yeah.
With outside of his own integrity.
Clearly.
So
none of that justifies turning towards another woman.
Right.
And having an affair.
Yeah.
There's
for sure.
So many other options that a husband can take if he's disappointed with his wife.
Yes, absolutely.
But an affair is not a justifiable answer.
No.
So this is something that should be taught in schools. I wish this kind of how to maintain integrity in really difficult situations where you might have your integrity compromised in some way.
Right.
So what you should promise, what you can't promise, how to avoid what's called double binds, damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Right.
That's what this is, you know, this guy who was told by his buddy that he's having an affair, you know, I'll either piss off my friend who just disclosed to me because I'm not going to hold the secret, or I'm going to piss off his wife because I'm holding the secret against her. He's
right.
caught in a no-win situation. It's easy to get out of those situations by picking a side, and always pick the side that is the side that's rooted in integrity, that's rooted in truth, that's rooted in healthy and mature relational skills.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pick the dumb side. Just don't pick the dumb side.
Right.
But that means you might piss off your friend for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What I would hope happens is when this husband wakes up and says, I am absolutely in the wrong. I should not be cheating on my wife. And I was so pissed off at my friend for outing me, for disclosing this to me. But I now see that he actually loved me enough to not let me stay in my crappy behavior.
Right.
And I actually have more respect for him now. And you kind of get out of that season of hating the person that kind of threw you under the bus, which he didn't throw you under the bus.
Not at all.
You chose to dive in front of the,
bus.
And he's just saying, hey, everyone, look, look what this guy's doing. I've seen that happen where guys are just pissed off because they're in their survival brain. And then they kind of wake up and they go, I needed a real friend, a genuine masculine man who's going to hold me accountable to being a better man.
Right.
And the world doesn't promote that much anymore.
No.
But this is the right thing to do. You do not tolerate sinful behavior in any shape or form. You do that. You support your friend who is being sinful and being stupid lovingly, kindly, but strongly.
Yes.
Clearly. And you don't have to be in that double bind. So that would be the short and simple kind of path, but again, sometimes hard to execute.
Right.
Because you have to pick a side. You cannot walk that fence and please everybody.
Right.
So you got to just wake up and get comfortable with that. Who am I disappointing today? I'm going to disappoint my friend.
And what can you live with inside of your own integrity?
Absolutely.
Ooh, that's a tough one. That's hard.
This is a good question. This is because a lot of people are put in this situation.
Right.
I can think of a situation right now where people I'm aware of have been put in kind of this situation, mm-hmm. having information and having to hold on to secrets and not knowing what to do with that information.
Yeah, it's difficult. And it's really,
it erodes friendships. It causes problems in relationships. It becomes really, really messy.
And it causes so much undue stress and turmoil on the person who's not even in the situation because they're stuck carrying something that they shouldn't have to be carrying.
Yep. Exactly. So don't do that to your friends. Number one, don't have an affair. Okay. Number two, if you're having an affair, don't expect your friends to hold the secret. And number three, stop having an affair. Okay. If you are having one, and get the help that you need.
Yes.
And disclose to your wife. Because I will tell you right now, affairs that are disclosed rather than discovered, the situations are able to be healed faster and deeper when a person who has been having the affair discloses
it,
comes clean, admits to it unpromptedly, rather than texts or phone calls being found out or some other way that it is discovered. That is much, much harder because it adds in this extra, what else am I not aware of?
Right.
I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop over and over and over again. And it's just much, much harder. So if you're listening to this and you either know someone who's having an affair or you're having an affair or you're thinking about having an affair, take all these to heart, kind of figure out which scenario kind of fits you best. But this is how you get out of it. This is how you can avoid that double bind or being stuck in a situation you don't want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. We appreciate the question. Really appreciate the question. It was a good one.
Yes, so, absolutely.
I look forward to kind of releasing this and emailing the people and letting them know, here's the answer to your question.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, dear listener, and have other questions, either following up on this one or entirely different topics about marriage, feel free to let us know. That would be Shannon@securemarriage.com or Paul@securemarriage.com. Those are our emails. And we will be glad to answer your question if we can.
Yeah.
Other than that, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.